The NBA playoffs are off and running, and after one crazy weekend of basketball, I'd say the biggest impact on the court right now is this shortened season. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, you say?
A slew of stars have fallen due to injuries, including Derrick Rose, Dwight Howard, Ricky Rubio. The list goes on. The playoffs is less of the best team winning now and more of the last man standing.
All right. He's the Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Lots of stuff to get to. Let's start with last night's game, which talks about exactly what you mentioned just there. The LA Clippers rallying back from 27 points down to take down Memphis in game one. Here's guard Chris Paul.
Unfortunately, that's how we play. You know, we get killed the first three quarters, and then the fourth quarter we like to try to stand up for ourselves, and we found a way to win tonight.
So usually wide margins are hard to come by and overcome in the playoffs. This definitely ranks as one of the most impressive victories and comeback victories of all time in the playoffs. The Clippers outscore Memphis 35-13 in the final quarter, and basketball is a game of mismatches, and Memphis stopped playing hard in the end of the game, and they paid for it.
And, you know, fourth quarter heart stops. There was Kevin Durant's basket at the bell right there at the end of the game on Saturday. That was amazing.
Now, the interesting part here is that Oklahoma City has probably the most difficult route if they want to get to the finals. If they win here, they have to beat Dallas, who won last year, and then they have to beat L.A. in the next round if L.A. wins in their series to get to the finals of the Western Conference, which will probably be against the San Antonio Spurs.
Perennial team, of course, the Boston Celtics with their point guard Rajon Rondo getting ejected in the game on Sunday. Atlanta defeated the Celtics. What do you make of that?
You know, it seems a little uncharacteristic of a Celtics team, and I'm really concerned about that, and we'll see how they bounce back from that. I think the Celtics are going to end up winning this series.
All right, Derrick Rose of the Chicago Bulls seems to be out for the season. Does that affect the Bulls' chances? They've sure been playing well without him.
They played extremely well without him. They're going to have to really come together. I think they're going to be able to get through this series and moving on, but they will not be able to beat who I think the eventual East champion is going to be the Miami Heat.
And we'll talk about the Heat in a moment. It seems to me the shortened season has really shown you those teams which were able to coast into the playoffs, but then when they pull it on, when they absolutely hit the accelerator, they're unbelievable teams. The San Antonio Spurs, what do you make of them?
I'm really liking the San Antonio Spurs. I think they have all the DNA of a championship squad. Greg Popovich, he's the best coach in the NBA right now. And they have their core stars are playing incredible. I think they're really poised to really make a deep run and probably win the NBA Finals.
Poised for greatness, or would we call that a mercy killing, the Miami Heat defeating the Knicks on Saturday?
That breaks my heart because I am a Knicks fan.
I know.
I am optimistic that the Knicks are going to be able to get their first home playoff victory in about 10, 12 years. I do think, however, that the rumors on the block is that Jeremy Lin might be back for a game four. If the Knicks manage to steal a game, then you might have some more Lin sanity coming into the playoffs.
Only way to steal a game is if the Knicks' outside shooters are hot, and they haven't been.
Exactly, and that's where Steve Novak and J.R. Smith have to really step it up. And Carmelo Anthony has to score at least 35 points every night or more if they're going to even have a chance.
They've got to be perfect to even win three games, it seems to me, but that's just what I'm saying. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.